I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. A dawn-to-dusk curfew isn't settling fears that South Sudan could fall apart. Violence is spreading, and that's causing concern for Kids Alive International. Jed Hamoud says they're a long way from the violence, but can't get to their money, which means they can't buy food. Even though nothing's happened yet...
The word gets around. They know there's conflict. When I talked to Francis, our national director in WOW, he said the situation is very tense.
Still, the kids are hearing another message.
We usually try to give the message of peace, love, reconciliation. We do all we can to teach the kids those biblical principles.
Next, a Barna study is revealing the truth about U.S. millennials, the generation born after 1980. Skeptics argue that millennials put social justice above their faith and are leaving the church in droves. But the study shows millennials are sharing Christ more than any other generation. Greg Howe with InterVarsity Christian Fellowship.
By a prior generation standards, they seem low-key, a little disengaged or disinterested, but when you actually watch their behavior, the millennial generation is highly engaged with their faith.
Pray older believers equip and affirm this generation's efforts. And in countries where IN Network has a strong presence, poverty is the norm. Sponsorship programs are helping provide hope and a future, but it's hard to hear the gospel when your stomach's rumbling. IN Network teams are providing Christmas baskets to these kids and their families. Last year, they helped over 2,000. A cup of cold water in Jesus' name with a word fitly spoken, and God does the rest. It starts with you. Connect at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get Phillips Craig and Dean's new Christmas CD, Hope for All the World. When you help M&N with your best gift, I'll send you a copy. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.